Today is Wednesday, August 8, 2018. My name is Justice Douglas Lang. I sit on the 5th District Court of Appeals in Dallas, and I am the chair of the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. At this time, I will ask the other members of the commission to identify themselves for the record and for you. And I'll start from my right with Judge Ritz.
Good morning. My name is Ruben Reyes. I'm a district judge in Lubbock, Texas.
I'm a lawyer member of the commission, Ron Bunch from Waxahachie.
Good morning. I'm county judge member from Lubbock County, Trevor Boyd.
Good morning. Sujeet Rakshara, public member, Sugar Land.
Good morning. My name is David Hall. I'm a county court at law judge from Sweetwater, Texas.
Good morning. Catherine Wiley. I'm a judge for the city of Houston.
Good morning. I'm David Russell. I'm a public member from Hayes County.
Good morning. I'm Demetrius Bivens. I'm an attorney member from Houston, Texas.
Good morning. I'm Marisela Alvarado, and I'm from Harlingen, Texas, public servant.
Amy Sewell from Sugarland, public member.
Good morning. I'm David Patronella. I'm a justice of the peace from Harris County.
Thank you, commission members. Today's proceedings are being conducted pursuant to Section 33.0055 of the Texas Government Code, which requires the commission in even-numbered years to hold one public hearing, quote, to consider comment from the public regarding the commission's mission and operations, unquote. To that end, we are here today to accept public comment from those of you who have completed and turned in the witness affirmation form. And we have several that have been filled out and the form is available in the back. And this will be on matters that pertain to the commission's mission and operations. As I said, a copy of the form is available at the back of the room or through the clerk of the commission. Of course, it was available on the agency website. As a reminder, the registration period for those wishing to speak closes at 10:15 a.m., which is in about 11 minutes or so, and forms received after that time may be considered at the chair's discretion. I want to point out that we did convene at 10 a.m. as appointed, and it's now approximately 4 minutes after 10. I will now read to you the commission's statement. I quote, the mission of the State Commission on Judicial Conduct is to protect the public, promote public confidence in the integrity, independence, competence, and impartiality of the judiciary, and to encourage judges to maintain high standards of conduct both on and off the bench. The Commission accomplishes this mission through its investigation of allegations of judicial misconduct or incapacity. In cases where a judge is found to have engaged in misconduct or to be permanently incapacitated, the Texas Constitution authorizes the commission to take appropriate disciplinary action up to and including issuing sanctions, censures, suspensions, or recommendations for removal from office, unquote. Please be advised that Section 33.0055 also provides that your comments, quote, are to be considered in a manner which does not compromise the confidentiality of matters considered by the commission, unquote. In order to satisfy this provision, we ask you not to discuss a complaint or investigation that is or may be pending in our office or that has been dismissed or that resulted in private discipline. By law, those matters remain confidential. Likewise, please be advised that this is not a forum for filing grievance against judges or for asking the commission to reconsider a decision relating to any complaint filed against the judge. There are specific procedures in place for bringing the type of information to the commission's attention, and we ask you to please follow those protocols, which you can find on the website. Remember, Each person who testifies will be limited to 5 minutes. However, you may submit written testimony in addition to or in lieu of your oral testimony, and we will accept any such written testimony as an exhibit. Since the sole purpose of this hearing is to consider public comment, commission members and commission staff will not be responding to any questions or discussing the testimony of any witnesses. Any comments from this commission will come through the chair. This hearing is being recorded. If you would like a copy of the recording, please submit a written request to the agency through its executive director, Eric Vinson. The use of cameras, smartphones, or other recording devices is permitted as long as their use does not hinder and is not disruptive to these proceedings. Food and drinks are not permitted in this room. Now, we have several witness affirmation forms. I have them, they were provided to me, as I understand it, in the sequence with which they were filed. And so I will call them in order, and I will call each one in turn, and each person will have 5 minutes to comment, as I just described to you. So when the witness comes forward, I ask the witness to stand at the podium. The microphone is on, so what you say will be recorded, and identify yourself, and then you may proceed with your comment for 5 minutes. All right, the first person...